guys, what's up? It's Court. Welcome back to another episode of Freedom Revamp the Podcast. I'm excited for this conversation, but before I get into it, I do want to preface it by asking everyone to kind of pause here and go back and listen to last week's episode because it sort of ties into this week's episode. And this conversation, well, parts of the conversation might be a little triggering for a few people, but I did not want to cut any of it out simply because it also might help others. So please go back and listen to last week's episode. And if I also want to say, if anyone is ever offended by something I say or that my guests say, feel free to reach out because I am an open book. I love to have conversations. I love to have challenging conversations that give me new points of views on things. So if anyone is triggered or feels offended by anything that is ever said on Freedom Revamp the Podcast, definitely reach out to me via DM or email. So without further ado, I am going to go ahead and introduce this week's guest. So Jordan Nicholson is a digital creator and influencer coach helping purpose-driven, world-class content creators and digital entrepreneurs monetize their message and mission. As a recognized world-class influencer herself, having worked with multi-million dollar and trillion dollar brands, she is no stranger to the influencer and content creation market. Jordan truly believes everyone has a God-given gift and that there is more for you, more than you could ever imagine. To uncover it, you must dream again and believe in the unbelievable. So this conversation is super, super dope. And without further ado, let's get into it. So as I say in the intro, Jordan is a mother, entrepreneur, influencer, coach, literally all the things. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that conversation, two questions I always ask my guest is, how do you define freedom and how do you practice freedom? So let's start with your definition of freedom.
So when I think about freedom, I think about being able to be fully me, not bound by what the world thinks of me, and also not bound by, you know, anything that can hold me back from my fullest purpose, like my fullest self. And when you said, like, how do you practice that? Honestly, boundaries, which it sounds interesting. It's like, how do you, I'm actually wearing a shirt right now. It says, be free to be you. But it's a great reminder that I can fully be myself. But in order for me to fully be myself, I have to have boundaries. And I need to, like, practice, you know, self-control and all these things in order to fully be free. And I don't know, like, I'm just going to go here. I've been going here the past couple podcasts. So, years ago, I struggled with masturbation and pornography. And now that I have seen a lot of success in my business, I look back to that and I'm like, wow, there was a direct correlation between my actual spiritual freedom mm-hmm. and the success of my business and the success of my marriage and my relationships and all these things. And so when I look at freedom, I'm like, I don't want to have anything bad. Like, I don't want anything to make me feel bound. I don't want to be bound by sin. I don't want to be bound by the opinion of others, nothing. So I practice having these boundaries. So in order to not be bound, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. So my definition of freedom is definitely learning who I am and giving myself the space to grow into that person, but also like giving other people that same space, because mm-hmm. oftentimes we're so caught up in like, oh, my freedom journey, learning who I am, learning my purpose. And then when it comes to other people, we don't give them that same grace. So like in friendships, it's like, oh, my friend might be suffering from depression. And I'm like, well, you're not being a good friend right now. But mm-hmm. so just understanding that like yeah. other people go through things too,
yeah.
and allowing them to just work through whatever they have going on. And how I practice freedom, I honestly feel like it changes like during each season of my life. I love how you mentioned boundaries, like setting boundaries with other people, but then even setting boundaries with myself, like saying, hey, girl, you cannot do X, Y, Z.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And recently I've added getting Reiki's done. I don't know if a lot of people know about that. I know there's like huge controversy about Reiki and tarot and all of that with being a Christian and stuff. But thankfully, the person who does my Reikis is someone I really trust, and she's very in tune with her relationship with God as well. So it's like a really good balance of that.
That's interesting. So Like, talk to me a little bit about Reiki, like, because I am familiar with Reiki, but like, what made you get into Reiki?
So I
And can
had
you
always.
explain, maybe explain what it is for people that don't know?
Yes. Okay. So I'm not a practitioner or anything. Those are the people who actually do it. I'm just like a, I don't know, I guess like not a patient, but you know, a patient, I guess, for lack of better words. But Reiki is honestly just looking into your different chakras, like to make sure you are balanced in those different areas of your life. So, and I guess I'll break it down like what the different chakras are. So the root chakra is like your connection to earth, stability, physical health, and nourishment. Your sacral chakra is fluidity, sexuality, desire, needs, and guilt. Your heart chakra looks at your compassion, forgiveness, love for yourself and others, and relationships. Your throat chakra looks at your voice, communication skills, self-expression, creativity. Your third eye looks at your perception, imagination, and intuition. And your crown chakra looks at your connection to God, your spirituality, awareness, wisdom, and inner joy. So I really do like, there are a lot of people who don't feel like you can be a Christian and practice tarot or practice Reiki, but really, to me, all of those things, like making sure they're balanced and making sure I'm in tune with those different things, help me to walk in my purpose. Like, I'm a podcaster who talks about mental health. So, of course, I need to make sure my throat chakra is balanced because if it's not balanced, I'm not going to walk in my purpose of talking to others about mental health, talking to others about their purpose. Like, when your throat chakra isn't balanced, you're almost quiet and you're afraid to speak up. So, like, to me, making sure all of those things are balanced is a huge way to make sure I'm walking in my purpose.
Got you. So, okay, as a Christian, I'm curious. I'm curious because I did not see like I'm intrigued by this conversation. I'm really glad that we're having it. So, as a Christian, what made you feel like maybe like you needed to go to Reiki and tarot cards? Because obviously, if we go to other things, we're not getting what we need, or we feel like we're not getting what we need. So what made you kind of step outside and go to these other things?
Yeah. So I've always been like, I guess, radical in the way I express my relationship with God because I am in that age. Like, we're very radical in the way that we do things. And I was always interested in it, just because, like, I'd seen it done, I'd heard about it, but I'd actually never studied it and looked into it. And I just felt like my life was, I was listening to God and doing the things He was telling me to do part of the time, but there were certain areas of my life where I wasn't. So it was like certain areas He's telling me to do this, and I'm like, oh God, yes, I understand what you're telling me to do. I understand why. And then other areas of my life, it's like, I'm kind of questioning, why me? Not even like why you want this to be done, but why do you want it to be done by me? Because I mean, nobody's the perfect Christian, but to me, I was just like the most imperfect Christian. And so just really making sure everything in my life and what I was doing personally was balanced in order for me to actually fully give myself to God and fully walk in what He wants me to do is one of the reasons. And then another reason I can say I really trust the person who's doing it is I've known her since I was like 15 or 16, and I'm 21 now. And she doesn't like to be called a first lady, but she is a pastor's wife. And her relationship with God, like outside of Reiki, outside of she's also a yoga instructor, is like she's such a model citizen of God's community in my eyes, and how I want my relationship with God and others to be. So that's one reason I can say I really trusted her to do it, because you really have to trust whoever is giving you this advice.
Okay, I hear you. I hear that. And you said a word, radical. You and we are radical. I am the same way. I want to see miracles. I want to see all the crazy things. Like, I am all in it. I've been knee deep into the TikTok rabbit holes. Like, that is me. But also I want to challenge everything you just said. I want to challenge it, not because I'm like coming against you at all, but because we're Christians. and I love you, and I want you to know what God says about it. So, and I know, like, you know, this is a first lady and she does yoga and all these things, but let me tell you what yoga actually does and what a lot of these things, this is new age. This is all new age stuff. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, so crystals, burning sage, tarot cards, all these things, God speaks about them in the Bible. He speaks about this stuff. And so, like, even astrology, horoscopes, all that they talk about it in the Bible. And so as Christians, if we truly believe the word of God, then we cannot be fence riders, because fence riders, there's scripture on this. If you're on the fence, you're on the enemy's team. You cannot be too double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Like that's what the word of God says. And so for me, I was really curious about this stuff too, to be honest. I really was. And so I dabbled in some things. It was more like manifesting. I was like, I wanted to experience like manifesting all the things that I wanted. I was reading like all these books, Think and Grow Rich, and all this stuff about how to get rich. How can I, you know, kind of, you know, be the master of my destiny and like control like what I want. I want a car. I want a big house. I want to be a millionaire. And it was all the things that I wanted like for me. And so what I notice about the new age, like just the new age movement, is all very like self-focused. Although there are these like principles of loving others and be kind and, you know, all these things, which are really good. And it kind of like reels us in because it's like, oh, this is good. This has to be good. But guess what? It takes all the focus off of Jesus, and it further proves to people the false reality, the lie that the cross isn't enough. That is what new age spirituality does. It goes to, you know, continue to spread the narrative that what Jesus did on the cross, him dying on the cross, being crucified for our sins and raising again to life, it wasn't enough. So you need to go get your tarot cards read. You need to know what's in your future. You need to know what chakra is holding back your ability to speak and all these things. But really, really, if we want to be radical Christians, what we need to do is go and see what demon is holding back your tongue, not a chakra. You know what I'm saying? Like, so just hear me out with this. When it comes to yoga, there are certain body contortions and ways that we can move our body to literally worship a false idol, to worship a god. And it is not it's not the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. It's not that God. It's a different God. And so people say that yoga is not a religion, but it is. It is a religion. It is a religion. There are utterances that summon these spirits and that make you feel like you are connecting with your inner self, but really you're connecting with demons. You are opening up yourself to the demonic world. So I know that some people do experience a moment of peace or joy, but then boom, anxiety hits. Why is there anxiety? Why are there night terrors? Why is there sleep paralysis? Why are these things happening? It's because you've opened yourself up to the demonic. And I'm telling you this because I have experienced demonic oppression in my life. I told you that I suffered from like addiction to pornography and masturbation. And a woman at church, I went to a conference and she was like, God knows about your addiction to masturbation and pornography. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I never told you that. How do you know? Like, I was shocked. And that was the moment I realized that God speaks to people in order to unlock our freedom. And so she helped me to like allow God to come in and surrender that thing to him. And that's when I realized like God is enough. The cross is enough. I don't have to go looking for a yoga position to bring me peace. I don't have to go looking for a tarot card reader or a medium to talk to the dead. And really what mediums do, they're really talking to familiar spirits that were with the people that we know that now crossed over into the afterlife. So if you're going to a psychic or medium and you're trying to talk to your grandma or somebody that you love that passed away, they're at rest. They're resting. They're not worried about you. They're with their heavenly father. If they gave their life to Jesus, they're with their heavenly father. They're not worried about you. And they loved you while they were here on earth. But the thing is, you're literally talking to demonic spirits, because we all struggle in certain ways and there are demonic spirits that latch onto us. And so as your sister in Christ, Court, I'm just going to tell you, we cannot dabble. We cannot be double-minded. God speaks against these things. And I think it's a call for all of us who say we're Christians to literally like lay down and surrender to all the things that we have picked up because the world says, oh, try this, try that, burn sage. It gets rid of demons. No, Jesus is the only one who can deliver us from demons. He is the only one that can make demons flee. It is a lie that the world is trying to feed us to get us to waver and dabble into witchcraft, because that's what it is. It's witchcraft. And I know this is radical, but I'm a radical believer. I believe in healing. I believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe in prophetic dreams where you have dreams about somebody and that thing happens and you can pray and intercede for people. I believe in levitation, not in a way that I want that to happen, but I believe that there are people that levitate and it is not in the name of Jesus and we need to cast it down. And I believe in their spiritual manifestations that happen where demons are manifesting themselves. I believe in all that. But I believe in the King of Kings who can set us all free. And I know that was long-winded, but that is how I feel. And that is what I know to be true. That's what the Word of God says. I've done a lot of research. I read my Bible. I spent a lot of time with Jesus. And this is my perspective, but it's also truth. And I believe that listeners who have the Holy Spirit and even who don't yet have Jesus, I believe that there's a truth being unlocked in this moment. Like, oh my gosh. I have been dabbling in witchcraft and I'm turning away from it right now. So this is also an invitation to repent from it and live in freedom, the freedom that we're talking about here. And so, Court, I didn't mean to take over and go on this tangent, but I had to share that. I just see myself so much in you because of that radicalness. Like you desire that spiritual element. You want to have dreams and to be able to help people and to be able to prophesy and not predict the future, but tell people what God says about their future. And it's never to harm them. It's never to hurt them. It's always to give them a future and a hope. And so I believe that God is calling even you, Courtney, to something deeper in Him, to step into the prophetic world, the spiritual world, and to cast down demons and to renounce some of these things that the world is dabbling in right now. Like everyone is thinking New Age is cool and it's demonic and it's being sugarcoated and it's made to look cute and fluffy and, oh, this is good. It's for good people. It's, yeah, just be a good person. Be kind. No, it's not. It's not. So, okay, I'm going to let you have the floor. I'm so sorry I took over.
Yeah, and I think it all comes down to personal conviction as well. Like in my latest Reiki assessment, one of the things she did mention is digging deeper into my connection with God. So like it comes down to who's practicing it on you and their intent, but also your personal convictions as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, and for sure.
I don't believe in like pushing things onto people. Like that's one thing I talk about with my viewers all the time. There are listeners who maybe aren't Christian and who, you know, their interaction with my podcast might be the only time they get even a glimpse of what loving looks like. So like pushing things onto people or making them feel bad about their practices is never my intent on my podcast.
Right.
Because it's all about personal growth and personal convictions.
Absolutely. I think that, and what I just said is I want to speak to the believers, the Christians. Okay. So let me preface it by that. If you're not a Christian, then, you know, you can do whatever you want. But if you are a Christian and you have given your life to Jesus, that's a different story. And we're held to a higher standard. We can't be dabbling. But again, like Court said, if you're not, and this is, you know, this is a free space. And this is me sharing my personal experience and what I believe to be true, what the Bible says. It is not per se for someone who does not believe in God, does not believe that the Bible is true. If you believe in the Bible is true, we have to believe all of it, not just little pieces that fit our life and what we want for our lives. Because I think a lot of people like to cater the Word of God to their lifestyle. And really, the Bible is offensive. It is so offensive. I'll read something and be like, oh my gosh, I just finished gossiping. And now here I am. And the Bible says not to gossip. Like, you know what I mean? It's offensive. It's convicting. As believers, as it should be, because it refines us and it makes us like Jesus. And so, again, I know not everyone here is Christian, but I think this conversation, because I am a Christian, I think that some of the Christians will be able to appreciate that part of it, you know? And I think this is like a really helpful conversation because we're able to have a healthy, you know, a healthy conversation with you. You're a Christian and you believe one thing and I believe something else, but we still can come together and, you know, understand each other's perspectives and still love each other, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So moving to the conversation for today, I noticed that you, like I mentioned in your bio, you are a mother, entrepreneur, and influencer coach. I do a lot of things. I'm a full-time student, full-time employee, and I run two businesses. And I know, like, that is already stressful enough outside yes. of having children. The only child I have is my Pomeranian named Nala. So how do you manage being successful and fulfilled in all areas of your life? Because I know it's a lot to balance.
Yeah, for sure. So honestly, lately, I have just put in my mind, like, I don't have to speed. I don't have to get to the finish line the fastest. Like, you know, I'm in this race, but I can jog. And so every day I wake up thinking, how today can I live a slow, soft life and still be productive and still get things done? I'm not going to sit and be idle. And my husband, like having a partner who can help me with that, who's on the same page and is also working towards the same goals, we're a partnership. We are one. We're connected. And so having someone's help working towards the same goal is also really helpful. And that goes for friendships too. If you're not married, if you don't have a partner, having the right people in your corner to kind of help you work towards your goals and balance things. If you need a babysitter, if you need someone to just like speak into you or help you, like, you know, create a business plan. I think it's all about trying to balance the best you can, but knowing that you do not have to do this fast, you know, like slow and steady wins the race every time. What about you, Court? What do you think? Like, how do you balance? Because you've got a lot going on too, even though you're not, you know, you don't have some of the titles yet that I might have. And when I say titles, I mean like marriage and parenting and all that stuff. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I haven't quote unquote mastered balancing it because it is a lot. Like, and I'm only 21 years old. A lot of my listeners know that. So yeah. It is a lot, but I think one thing you mentioned that's so important to me in trying to balance my life is community. Mm-hmm. And I talk about this in a solo episode that I'm going to release, but last year I was so excited because I was meeting so many new people and networking a lot and just making a lot of friends. And then at the end of the year, all of them vanished. And I really had to change the prayer because I always pray, God, give me people, give me people, give me people. Now I'm like, oh, no, wait, give me community. Because friends and community are two different things. And I didn't really understand that until like everything shifted. So I think community is one of the most important things.
Yeah, it is. And it feels so good to have a good community of support, doesn't it? Like, it's the best feeling. It really is. If you don't have community, like, ask God for community. He'll give you community because he wants you to have community. We can't do this life alone.
And I will say community looks different for everyone. Like, when I was meeting all of these new people that were, quote unquote, supporting me last year, I was like, oh, this is community. But no, my community is my 3 to 4 people that genuinely support me. And it's not like there's no ill intent behind it.
Yeah, that's so good. It makes a big difference because think about all the things you can accomplish with a community and the places that you can go, the doors that are open with community and the doors that you can help open for other people in your community. And to me, that's fulfilling when I can help somebody else go to the next level in their faith or in their business or whatever it is. It's so fulfilling. And that's how, like, that's what community is all about.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I feel like another thing that's kind of helping me manage being balanced in all of the areas of my life is, y'all, my Google Calendar. Mm-hmm. I know that's like, that seems so silly, but like, literally, I'm a aesthetic type of person. So like, yes. I set my Google Calendar up to where like each area of my life has like a different color. So like, I have Freedom Revamp, I have school stuff, I have my Black Student Association, I have my job, I have personal events, and like, I put everything on the calendar. And like, because it looks good, I want to look at it more often. So yes. Like, I'm reminded of
That's such a good idea. Listen, I am not that, like, I'm not that girl. I wish I was. Like, I want to be her so bad, but I am just not super, like, organized when it comes to color coordinating and putting everything on the calendar. Like, I just don't. We have a family calendar in our kitchen, and I write down all of the family things and events that, you know, everyone needs to know. And then I have, like, my work calendar. And I do my best. I'm doing the best that I can. But yeah. you are goals for that. You are goals.
And the thing is, like, I'm a tech person, so I have plenty of paper calendars that I bought markers and pens and highlighters for, and they're sitting there, like, I need to find the receipt so I can return them because I'm not using them. So doing it, like, on the Google Calendar app is so much easier because you literally click, like, you create the color and you click which calendar you want it to fall under. So all you do is type in the event or the reminder, and it'll automatically color code it for you.
Girl, you need to go ahead and launch, like, you know, just like a downloadable where people can click a button and then they get access to your template for, like, organizing their life. Like, for real, I would buy that. I would buy it. You got to make it. I'll buy it.
You know what? I might, because I do have a consulting agency where I'm doing, like, a whole bunch of stuff. So that might be.
Listen, do it. There's your digital product. And digital products be making a lot of money, I'm telling you.
They really do. They really do.
That's an idea. Got to put a pin in that, guys. I'm going to be working on it. So one thing I really love, like, a lot of my people that I have as guests on the podcast, I'm drawn to them based off their aesthetics, based off the way they market themselves, because, like I said, I'm just in that tech age. So when did you, like, become interested in becoming a digital creator?
So I became a digital creator out of necessity, but I was already creating. So I went to school at North Carolina A&T State University, Aggie Pride, and I got my degree in journalism and mass communications. So I already had this, like, background of creating content. Like, I was always, you know, shooting and editing videos. They made us learn how to be in front of the camera, behind the camera, in the editing room, writing voiceovers and all this stuff. So I already had this, like, experience. But after college, I went off to here and there. I went to, like, Miami. I went to DC. I was just, like, moving around, and finally came back to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I live now, to, you know, at least try to plant some roots. And I was like, what am I going to do for work? And so I started working at a social media, well, it was a financial planning company, but I became their social media manager, basically. But it was a little bit more than that. I was a specialist. And so that's when it, like, started professionally for me. But then I got laid off. And then I got another job doing something very similar. And then I got laid off again. And so I was about a year into marriage at this point. We find out we're pregnant. And I'm like, I have no job. What am I going to do? And I had this idea. And I also had a friend in my ear. And she's like, Jordan, you need to just be an influencer, just create content. And I was like, you think I could do it? Really? And she was like, yeah. And I remember her sitting down and kind of like listing out, like, making a list, like, okay, in February, by the end of February, you need to have 3,000 followers. And I'm like, how? So she made, like, this, like, goal sheet for me. And I just did what she said. And I put all of my eggs in one basket. I literally did not have a plan B. I was like, this baby's coming. I got to make money. I really need to take social media seriously. And from there, also, like, I calculated how much money I needed to make every month. And I was like, okay, so I need at least, like, $5,000. So let me reach out to 10 companies and see who's going to pay me like $1,000 each. And so I started landing some clients like that. In addition to that, I was doing brand deals. So it was really out of necessity that I became a content creator, but I love what I do, and I do have the background in it, but I just kind of fell into it, honestly.
Yeah. And I think you can always tell when content creators are, like, any business person or creative loves what they do, because going back to that word community, like, you can have followers, but when that person has a community, you can really tell they're authentic in what they're doing and that they genuinely love what they do. And that's, like, no matter if you have, like, 54,000 are, like, literally 900 followers. Like, you can always tell that person loves it based off of, like, the way their community engages with them.
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. And how much the community shows up, you know? And I hate to put numbers on it, but it's like, when your people show up for you, like, if you're on live and they stay, they, even if it's 20 of them, or even if it's 10 of them, and right, they all stay, all five of them stay the whole time, I feel like that's huge. Like that means a lot. It means that those five people are part of your community and they're not going anywhere. And that, right, that's a really great feeling as a creator, because we put so much effort into this. Like, you know, we put a lot of effort and time into this, and you know, we need some loyal people around. We want our community to engage and to care about the things that we put out.
Yes, definitely. I 100% agree. So I'm going to go back to faith and our relationship with God. To me, like, when I started Freedom Revamp, tell the story a lot, but I have to, because like a lot of times my guests don't know, like the listeners might, but whoever I'm interviewing might not know. So I was really young, but I had just turned 17, mm-hmm, and I was just going through a lot, like stuff, mm-hmm, I was putting myself through, stuff other people were putting me through, and it was just like a lot of battles coming my way, and I was literally bound by so much. And so God gave me the vision to start it. When I started Freedom Revamp, it was actually called Of the Living Word, because like we're of God. Mm-hmm. And he literally told me to start it while I was in my midst, like while I was bound. And I was so confused, because I'm like, how can I, you know, tell people how to get to you if I'm so far away? And yeah, like a lot of times we think that we have to wait until we have this perfect relationship with God to, you know, tell other people our story or tell other people our testimony. But yeah, because of the people I was around and because of the people who were influenced by me, God literally wanted me to tell my story as it was happening. So he was like, I don't want that finish line. Like, I want other people to be able to see the grit, the grain, the hard work, everything, yeah, that we're going through. And being so young, that was like so hard, because it's already like some things you don't even want to tell your parents about, because right, like, you know, your parents love you, but that internal voice is saying, oh, somebody's going to judge. Somebody's going to be like, yeah, ooh, Courtney's going through that. So mm-hmm, it was really hard. And for months I sat on it until like, I just became overwhelmed and I wanted to start journaling. So I guess that was God's way of pulling me into it, because I started it initially just like as an online journal.
Yeah, then, I love that.
Yeah. And then I always get emotional talking about it, because I literally was like, why do you want me of all people, mm-hmm, to do this? But it's all like, now that I'm actually in it and have been doing it for so long, it's all like coming into fruition.
Yeah.
So, how important would you say is your faith and your relationship with God as it pertains to your freedom journey?
Yeah, well, that's amazing that you started in your, like you said, in your mess. Like, that's literally like, I feel like God always does that, you know? Mm-hmm, yeah. He's like, yeah. So whenever people are going through things, I'm like, wow, I cannot wait to see what God does, because he's going to do something. He's not just going to not use your mess for nothing. Like, you don't go through stuff in vain for no reason. It's always for something else. Your exactly. test is your testimony. And so that's really, it always makes, it excites me. And the fact that you said, you know, you always get emotional. We should always get emotional when we think about what God did for us. Like, it is emotional. It's like, wow, out of everybody, you saw something in me. You gave me a dream. You gave me a dream. And then you get to a point where it's like, my dream was for me and only me. But or it's mine. My dream is mine, but it's not just for me. I'm sorry. My dream is mine. Court's dream is hers, but it's not just for her. There are so many other people that are going to be impacted. So that's super encouraging to hear. Mm-hmm. But, so your question for me was, sorry, you said that, like, how does my relationship with God like impact my freedom? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah. So honestly, similar to what I said in the beginning, is just like, you know, I don't want to be bound by anything. And I want the fullness of what God has for me. And I've seen in the past where I did struggle with different things. And when I allowed myself to like not hand it over to God, it almost paralyzed me from moving forward. It paralyzed me from seeing the success in my business or even in my marriage and just different, and even like friendships. And so when I started just surrendering little by little, because if we surrender, like, yeah, like it's, people say like surrender it all. But honestly, let's be real. It's like, it's a journey. Like you said, it's a freedom journey. And so I, you know, I'll be like, God, what do I surrender? And it's like, he'll speak one thing at a time sometimes, you know, he'll be like, hey, this, you got to let this go. This can't go with you to the next level. Let that friendship go. Let that toxic relationship go. Let the premarital sex go, because it's doing more harm than good right now. Let it go. And so it'll be little by little. And that's like the edification, the refining process that hurts so bad. It's so uncomfortable. But I feel like absolutely, God is in every bit of my journey. He's in every bit of my business. I don't leave him out of nothing. Like, there's nothing that I leave him out of. Even this podcast, like, I could not live with myself if I got through this podcast and didn't share my testimony and didn't share Jesus. Like, that is, God has called you and I both as Christians to come and share our testimony whenever we get the chance, boldly and bravely, without like unapologetically, and like being ourselves. And so a part of my freedom journey is just that. It is sharing my testimony in every platform, on every platform, on every stage. It doesn't matter. Don't give me the mic. Do not give me the mic unless you want to hear my testimony. You want to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus. So yes, he is all up and through everything that I'm doing.
Yes, I love that. And you mentioned business, and that was actually one of my next questions. So I go to a Christian university, not going to name it just because. But I go to a Christian university, and I'm studying business administration. And in my business foundations class, one of our discussion prompts was, how do you think God wants you to run your business? And I was like, ooh. And sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, they're literally like, I know it's a Christian university, but every time I turn around, like, it's a scripture, we have to put a scripture in the essay. But it's like, that's what it's for. Like, God is supposed to be in everything.
So yes.
That's my next question for you is, how do you think God, or how do you know God wants you to run your business?
I love that they encourage you to incorporate him in everything. It's a great practice. So with my business, you know, it's kind of a touchy thing. Okay. So I am a content creator, influencer, if you will, and I'm an influencer coach. So I'm teaching people how to make money from brands, right? How to land brand deals and make money. I'm also teaching them how to make six and plus figures. And so some, like, when I was first starting out, I'm like, oh God, Lord, how can I teach people about money without it sounding like this is the devil? And so God started walking me through, like, the money is not the devil. And it's okay, as a business owner, it's okay to have financial goals for yourself. The Bible says not to store up treasure for yourself here on earth. It doesn't say to not store up treasure here for your neighbors, for those in need, for your future family, for generations to come. It's don't hoard. Don't just want it selfishly. Like, how much can I get for myself? That's greed, right? And so when I started, like, reframing my mind and kind of like really changing my perspective on money, that's when I feel like I kind of got into this vein of, there's an abundance. There's an abundance of money. Money is nothing but a tool and a resource to get people from A to B, to, like, you know, for dreams to actually be operating and things like that. It's just a tool and a resource. And so again, as a business owner, start looking at money in that way. It's a tool and a resource. And the more money you get, the more you'll see that. And, you know, I thought that making $5,000 a month was impossible. Then when I made that, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I thought 10,000 was impossible. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then it just kept going up and up and up. And I'm like, oh, this is literally a resource. That's all it is. And it's a constant flow. And it's a cycle. Money comes in and it goes back out. I give it here. I give it to the church. I give it to somebody in need. I buy the bag I want. I buy this. I buy that. Take care of my children. And so I believe that God wants us to, back to your question, I believe that he wants us to run a business that is honest, that is excellent in everything. And also, like, that has character. There are times where I've had a student before who was like not paying. She didn't pay for her subscription with me, but I didn't kick her out. And most people would have, but I sent her a message. I was like, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay? Most businesses would be like, hey, you owe this money. Not right. Even asking you how you are or what's going on. Like, is there anything that you need? I said, is there anything that you need? Because that's my initial thought. I care about my people. And so I think that he wants us to truly care about our customers and our clients. Truly care before the money. Make sure that, check in on them and make sure they're truly good before you want to get the money that's owed to you. And another thing is, I don't worry about the money that's coming in. I know God is going to provide. I know he'll send people. And I even ask God, I'm like, God, send the people that need my program. Send the people that need me as a mentor and as a coach who are going to go to the next level. Because I don't want just anybody as my student. I want the right people so they can get actual results. And so those are my prayers. Inside of my program, we pray, Lord, enlarge our territory. Bless us indeed. Like, don't let us cause pain to other people. These are our prayers. Lord, give us new brand deals. Let us connect with different business opportunities. Put us on stages so we can speak, like I said, the gospel, the truth, the good news, our testimonies. And so as a believer, I always go to God. If we're having a slow week, God, we need a cash injection. Lord, please provide, you know? And he does. He does. He really does.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. I think for me, God wants me to run my business from a space of grace and remembrance, like just always knowing that there's someone out there who's listening to me, who was in the same position as me mm-hmm. when I started the platform. Yeah. So like, just always like knowing that I've grown, but knowing that there's someone out there who's just like starting their faith journey or just starting their freedom journey, and understanding that not everyone will like take messages the same, which is why it was so important for me to start the podcast sector of it, because getting different people on the platform, everyone can convey the message different. So like, you're able to talk to someone in a way that I'm like, maybe I haven't learned that lesson yet. And so they're able to learn something from you that I can't teach them because I haven't learned it yet. So I think that's really good.
Yeah. I definitely think grace and that's a part of like, you know, always sharing where you come from, mm-hmm. because I think sometimes when people hear like where you are now, if you're not telling them where you came from, then they could feel a little like, oh, well, how am I ever going to get there? She didn't have to deal with what I dealt with. She didn't have to deal with abuse or depression or anxiety or addiction or all that, like all those things. But, and sometimes it can be like scary to share our testimony or share where we've come from. But I think it's so important. And I think that your voice, Court, as a podcast host, I think it's so important for you to show up the way you've been showing up with that grace.
Yeah. And also, I think the reason it's so easy for me to show up like from that space of grace is because, like I said, I'm still learning and still growing in my faith and in my freedom.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, it's still easy to remember because I'm still growing and learning from it. Like, healing takes so much freaking time. Like, honestly,
it does.
Like, no matter how much work you put in, you're always going to be healing from something because new things are always occurring. Like,
yeah. It's an freedom journey. It's a journey.
Yes.
We never arrive. Like, I'm still on my journey. I'm going to look back 10 years from now and be like, wow. You're going to look back 10 years from now and be like, wow, I've grown so much. You know, like we never arrive. I just had this thought on the way. I was taking my kids to school this morning and like I was at a stoplight and this guy was looking at me and I was like, not in a million years. Like, and it was like, he didn't say, he was just staring at me, but I was thinking about all the work that I have put into my marriage, how much healing we've had to go through, how many uncomfortable conversations, marriage counseling, therapy, like all of this. And it wasn't the guy, it was just like the principle of, not in a million years would I ever give anyone outside of my husband a chance because of the amount of work and healing. It's too hard. It's too much work.
Like, yeah.
Y'all don't stand a chance because of the work that's gone into this marriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So in closing this conversation up, the last question I have for you is, what impact do you hope to make? And it doesn't have to be like on the world. It can literally be like the impact you want to leave on your children, or your grandchildren. So what impact do you hope to make?
I want to show my family. I want to impact the world for sure. I want people to really walk in freedom and walk in purpose and in their calling and operate in the gifts that God has given them and put inside of them. But I also, for my family, I want them to, so I am biracial. My mom's white, my dad's black. I want them to know, as children of color, that they can do anything, anything. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't, like, if, like, sometimes people be like, oh, that's white. That's for white people. No, it's for the Nicholson family. And it's for you too. You know, it's, right. we can do anything. And like, my daughter knows, she says all the time, I can do anything. I can do anything, mom. And I'm like, yep, you can. You can walk barefoot. You could go swimming in the lake. You could go fishing. You could go snowboarding. And those are things that we do. And it's like, it's so simple. It's so simple. But I feel like it brings so much more meaning to life when you really walk in, I can do anything. I can do anything. And just knowing that and building that life off of, I can do anything.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. That's what I want the future generations to know about my lineage, my bloodline.
I love that. I love that. So that's all I had for you today. Was there anything you wanted to share with our community here at Freedom Revamp before we sign off?
Yeah, you can follow me at jordan.nicholson, jordynn.nicholson, nicholson. That is the same name I use for my TikTok. If you're interested in becoming an influencer or you want mentorship, you want to take your business to the next level, you don't know how to do it, you know, maybe you're a believer, maybe you're not, doesn't matter. I will help you do it. So you can check my Instagram page out and click the link in my bio, connect with me. I would love to hear from you. So even shoot me a DM after you listen to this podcast. I would love, love, love to get to know you.
Yes. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for spending time with me here today at Freedom Revamped. I truly enjoyed the conversation and I always learn a lot from my guests. So I really, like I said, I enjoyed the conversation.
I did too, girl. Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome. I am so honored to be here. I can't wait for the future podcast. I'm going to be able to say I was on Freedom Revamped, like when it first, like when she was just getting started, but you've been doing this, but you know, this is still fresh because you're going to have this for years to come. Yes. And be able to look back and see the people that were on and also see where they've gone to. So Right. This is super exciting. Thank you so much for having me and just being open to hearing my perspective and the way I believe and think. I appreciate you.
Yes, I loved it. I definitely loved the conversation. So guys, be sure to follow Jordan, connect with her. I'll have her links in the description. That's all for today. And until next time, continue to practice freedom.